Good afternoon. A couple of weak waves of low pressure continue to pass through interior New York and New England, but most everyone has now seen the precipitation wind down. We're still seeing a few spotty light rain and snow showers as temperatures are allowed to climb now above freezing through the 30s and will top out near the 40-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. As the storm system lifts out, high pressure will build in and will start a drying trend later today and especially tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the mid to upper 20s. The weather will stay dry with that high pressure center in control tomorrow. We'll even have a good amount of sunshine during the morning. However, clouds will begin to increase during the afternoon as another wave of low pressure approaches from the Gulf Coast. Right now, it looks like this will make an approach on Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning with another round of light snow or rain and snow, so Wednesday morning's drive could be tricky as well. In the afternoon, though, again, a few rain and snow showers with highs around 40. Following this system, much colder air will begin to enter the region from the north and west. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. With that front passing through, it'll be breezy with scattered snow showers back into the middle and upper 30s. Lower to mid-30s with blustery weather on Friday and scattered snow showers. And then over the weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, only in the lower 30s and staying in the lower 30s with a chance of more snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the central Gulf Coast region. An upper-level low will move into the southern plains today. Thunderstorms associated with the warm advection will form ahead of this system in the lower Mississippi Valley, but the severe threat should remain marginal into the early afternoon hours as the higher quality moisture remains offshore. The stronger moisture advection will occur in the mid to late afternoon, and dew points are forecast to increase into the mid to upper 60s. In addition, the wind shear environment will markedly improve, and this may be enough for a severe threat by sunset. The greatest storm threat, though, is expected to develop during the late evening and overnight hours as all of the severe weather parameters increase. This will result in an increased tornado risk with wind damage possible as convective coverage increases. On the colder side of this storm, winter storm warnings are in effect for the northern plains where 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall, primarily in northern parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain ending, then mostly cloudy near 50, Boston snow and rain near 40, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 65, set in 2001, and the record low, 2, in 1926. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some rain and snow showers around through the afternoon, maybe a bit more of a dusting across the highest terrain with temperatures in the middle 30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers through the rest of the afternoon and temperatures in the mid-40s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers left throughout the day, temperatures in the upper 30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers left this afternoon and temperatures topping out close to 40. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with light rain or snow showers left through the afternoon and temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, Some sunshine in the morning, then increasing clouds, dry through the day, upper 30s. Light snow or rain and snow late Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning, then a few rain and snow showers Wednesday afternoon around 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy, turning colder Thursday, a few snow showers mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold Friday, some snow showers in the lower to mid 30s. Lower 30s with sunshine giving way to a few clouds Saturday, and mostly cloudy with the chance of light snow or snow showers on Sunday, and highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.